Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Tacticos. Hope everyone is well. Hope everyone's good. Got Jane here with me as well. Not too happy, are you, Jane? Not too hard. Just been slaughtered at Old Trafford. Theatre of screams up on Halloween, man. It is looking. I don't know what it's looking. It is looking all over the shop. It is looking all over. I don't know what to say here. I mean, I'll give you the floor. How about it, man? How
I
about it?
think let's start off with the there's a lot of talking points I think in
A
this game.
lot.
So
There
let's
is a
start.
lot talking about this.
So let's before we go into the game and whatnot, let's talk about the team sheet.
Go on. Yeah. Agreed.
So I think obviously goalkeeper speaks for itself. Don't think no fault. Again, I think our best player. Yeah, probably our best player in that
On the
game.
in the game, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, best player. And last game, best player again. So I think he's getting some confidence coming into form now. You know, I think we're seeing that kind of no, that we probably saw at Inter Milan. Back four, absolute shambles, mate. You've got Varane on the bench, you've got Reguilón on the bench, and neither of them have started. You know, they're fit. And the exact words by Erik ten Hag, why have you started Evans and Lindelof potentially left back? Tactics. One word answer to the press, and it was tactics. I don't know what tactics this guy thought that was going to be implemented by playing that kind of a back four. You're already on a back foot though. You know, that's just shocking. You've got a right-footed centre back playing left back when you've got a left back on the bench. So I don't know what's going on there. And in the midfield was Amrabat, Eriksen, Bruno Fernandes,
Yeah, McTominay, Rashford.
McTominay. Yeah, McTominay kind of playing like some cam kind of role. And then Rashford, Hoyland, and then it was a bit weird because the formation I think changed quite a few times. You had like Bruno Fernandes out on the right, you had Rashford out on the left, and then you had McTominay playing second striker to Hoyland, and then you had it was basically like a 4-4-2, Eriksen and Amrabat in the midfield, and then it changed after that into a diamond where you had McTominay kind of in like some cam, Rashford and Hoyland up top. And obviously Bruno came inside into that kind of like trio. But that you can't go into any game. I'm sorry, but you can't go into a game like of that caliber playing that kind of opposition with Eriksen in your midfield. He is finished. The guy's got a fucking pacemaker, yeah. The guy's like he can't run. You know, like against the lesser teams, he's there. Yeah. Because they're not pressing. We have the ball. You're playing an opposition where they have the ball. You're doing more running than passing. And when you do get the ball, you've got to be quick. You've got to be swift. He's weak. You know, he'll get rolled. You know, someone like Foden will come in and roll him.
Is that why you surprised Mount didn't play the game? Because apparently he played, I didn't watch the game against Copenhagen. He played in, did he play in midweek?
Mount.
Mount, yeah.
No, Mount didn't play that game either.
Okay.
He came on, Mount. But Eriksen came on that game as well. But yeah, I don't know. Like Eriksen came on, obviously playing Copenhagen, it made a bit of a difference. But come on, Leo, like as a manager, surely you know, like against Man City, he's made a difference against Copenhagen. But what's he going to do against Man City?
You do think it's because from where I look at it, is he's the only really player in your squad from a deeper role that can play a pass forward and got vision to do it and execute, should I say?
I don't think you need like that kind of right now. You don't really in that type of game, you don't really need that type of like player to kind of play that, you know, that Hollywood pass or kind of you just gotta play simple, like in the middle. You know, Man City are everywhere, they're pressing like numbers, they're a unit, you know,
You
they never
gotta get around the
move.
pitch is what you mean there.
Yeah,
To be
they're a
able
unit.
to,
You,
yeah.
so you, most of the time when you're playing against them, you know, you're playing like short. Very quick passes, like quick, you know, like short. It's all very short. You're not playing like some 15 yarder, 20 yarder. You know, they're not going to give you that space to play that kind of pass. because the way they set up their formation, they've got the three back kind of John Stones playing there with Rodri, and then you've got like the line of four and then Haaland up top. So the way they set up is impossible. So you just needed someone with legs, because they've got a lot of creative players. You had Grealish there, you had Bernardo Silva, you had Foden, Rodri was like hugging
Alvarez as
onto the
well.
ball. Yeah, Alvarez, he's like a silky little player as well. And then you've got Haaland making the runs. So you're not in that game, you don't try and play to your style. You have to kind of contain the opposition and what they kind of have. So you have to kind of play players according to that. We're not at no situation where we can play, like last season where we could have played our best 11 and be like, yeah, we're gonna go at the, best 11. You got to go in with a game plan, that we've got to contain these type of players. When we get the ball, it's going to be quick and off the counter, because when you do catch City or when teams have caught them, it's always on the counter. It's always on pace.
Okay, so if we're talking the starting 11, obviously goalkeeper is not going to be changed, but who would you have probably made changes?
Varane has to play. Varane has to play.
Instead of?
Evans. Like Evans. Like why the fuck is Johnny Evans playing? The guy's 30 fucking 5 years, 36 years old, bro. And he's playing against like Haaland and all these lot. Like these are just, bro,
It's a different level, a different game.
he's chasing shadows, mate.
It's true. It's true. He was. He
You
was.
got
He was.
then you got Lindelof playing left back, who keeps shifting the ball onto his right foot because he's right footed. And obviously Man City know that we gotta press this guy. As soon as the ball even goes near him, eat him, bro. Because this guy is loppy.
It's a trigger. Is it? That's the trigger, isn't it? Essentially,
Yeah, he's
yeah.
loppy, bro. You've got a right-footed player playing left back, and then he's a centre back. So his agility is like not there anyway, because he's a centre back by
And
trade.
he's not even like we've seen, like, well, probably one of the best do is like Aspilicueta used to do in it, left back under Mourinho, but right footed. But he's got a bit more IQ about him to be
But
able to come out of situations.
Aspilicueta's by trade a fullback.
Yeah, it's true, it's true. But he genuinely,
This guy's a
he's
centre
still
back.
able to do a job at left back
No,
well.
but like, no,
Lindelof,
but
we're
like,
not, we're never, we've never seen it essentially. You know
yeah.
what I
Like,
mean?
I get what you're saying, but yeah, you play Reguilón
You play
left
left back,
back.
yeah,
He's
I
been
thought he was
fit.
injured.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he's
he was
been
injured.
fit for like, I think like some time now, I think about 10 days to about 2 weeks. He's been there. He's been lingering around the team. So
Especially if
he's been
you've
available.
signed him. You've signed him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Because
but
you because Shaw's out, you've signed him to essentially, you know what I mean, backup or availability. That's what that's what's a big puzzle in. And then
I
you've
know.
got a centre back, left back.
And then he goes and plays a formation that, so like that 4-4-2 slash diamond thing that he was playing, that
Yeah.
when he's tried it in the past has never worked. I'm sorry, but 4-4-2, 4-4-2 diamond, whatever you want to do, anything that's got 4-4 and then two in whichever orientation that you put that midfield, I'm sorry, it don't work in today's football. We're not in 2006, yeah, 2007. Like that style of football, that formation just does not work with the overloads that you get now. It's just impossible. Like, you got to have two basically pressing forwards that are going to basically put a shift defensively and offensively at the same time. Because you can't just have two players lingering up top, just waiting for the ball to come. You're going to get outnumbered. And the way teams play now with the one of the defenders from the four that goes into midfield now, this whole inverted thing, you're going to get overloaded. So someone who's got some sort of tactical knowledge, like, it's just common sense. Like, I just think it's just common sense, that. And then you're looking at our bench. Antony's on the bench. Garnacho, fans have been crying for him. Give him a fucking start. Give him a fucking start. Still not playing. Like bringing on subs too late. Mount's on the bench. You're looking at our team. The bench is looking solid, bro. You're
Who
like, the
would you
bench isn't
have
bad.
taken off the as in you sorry, you said you wouldn't have started Ericsson. Who would you have started instead?
Yeah, but you've like what I don't understand. Like, there was that period where like we won like I think like two, three games, and I think he played Hannibal, Medri, and
This was
Like, I don't,
Burnley, right? That
yeah, I
kind
think
of
like
those kind of fixtures,
Burnley,
sorry,
and I
I'm thinking.
think there was like another game, and then you played Palace, and then after that Palace EFL Cup game, you played Palace again, then he changed the team, and he took Medjiu out, and you're just kind of thinking like Medjiu was sick because he offered that balance. You know, he was playing short passes, simple game. If he held the ball, he wouldn't lose it, but he was a dog. You know, like he would win the ball in the final third. He was there defensively. You know, he's tracking players. He was in the right defensive spots. You know, he's doing all of that. And then he just got rid of him out of the team because, you know, he had a few more luxury players a bit more available. And I feel like he's just not comprehending. I think that the players that he's got, the balance is not right. He wants to kind of get Mount in there. He wants to get fucking Amrabat in there. He wants to get Casemiro in there. He wants to get Fernandes in there. Like, you know, like how are you going to get all these guys in there? There has to be a balance. You know, there has to be like certain midfielders have to like, depending on their traits and how they play, it has to all unify as one. And unfortunately, like he's gone out and signed Mount. I think all the fans have said it. It doesn't make sense, that signing. So either you've got to make a sacrifice here. Either you've signed it for him to sit on the bench, which most fans will probably have said that's what will probably happen, which is happening right now. And you've given him the number seven shirt. So don't know what the fuck the significance on that is. But then, you know, you've got a player there with Medjiu who's not, he's not even getting a look in. And then at halftime, I get it, Amrabat's got a yellow card. You've gone and taken Amrabat off and you've put, who did he bring on? I can't remember,
He
bro.
bought a mountain. He
He
bought
bring Mount
mountain.
on?
Yeah, he bought
Yeah, so
mountain
he put,
for Amrabat.
so like the synergy of the midfield is shit already, yeah? It's shit, but it's okay. You know, like Man City got the ball. We had moments of counter-attacking. There was a few glimpses of
Okay,
chances in that
let's
first
start.
half.
Let's go with the game. Let's start for the first half. I thought United actually did all right for 10 minutes. You had some. I don't mean to say clear cut, but you had some good chances where if the ball went to the right person in a specific moment, I mean, Rashford, I think it was Rashford who could have had a chance, but I'm coming to release in time. But what I'm saying in general, for 10 minutes, you looked all right. I thought it looked okay. And
But
then,
even generally the first half, like it was not bad, you know, like penalty kind of swung it. So obviously that's like a big talking point. That's never a
yeah, we'll
pen,
come on to that.
you know.
Yeah, we'll come on to that. Yeah.
That is never a pen. That obviously swung it, but you're chasing the game. I think McTominay had that shot at the end of the half where Edison did a really good save, got a strong hand onto it. It's one of those shots where like if McTominay scuffs it, you know, it goes in. But because he hit it so clean, you
Was
know,
this
it's kind of like in a,
Edison saved it, right?
yeah, that one, yeah, but you know that one where, but it looked okay, but the only change that he re if you really wanted to go grab that game, the only change you had to go and make was you take Eriksen off for Mount. You know, you don't fucking take your defensive midfielder off,
I didn't understand that.
you don't take your defensive midfielder fucking off the game, off the pitch, and you bring on a player who's gonna play number six, and then you've got a guy who's on a fucking pacemaker chasing around shadows. You know, he can't get close to anyone. And then he told McTominay, you play DM. And then he complained
Crazy.
last season about McTominay not being able to play DM. So why the fuck are you playing him DM now? He was
No,
complaining last season, like he can't
you're
play
right.
DM and all this kind of stuff. Like
Well, he
we
wanted
need
to sell
another
him.
DM.
He wanted to sell him in
Yeah.
the summer.
And then you've gone and played him from shadow striker slash cam. You're like, all right, come back to DM now.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, that's what I mean. Let's start with the penalty because I think it was soft. Generally, I thought it was actually soft. Like it just, I could understand it if Rodri was going to get the ball, but having seen like two or three angles, he was never going to get the ball. It
It's
was
just.
never like those ones. Yeah, those fouls. Trying to say, I don't know if you call it foul, but those things happen in the box for
Yeah,
free kicks,
not
corners, all the time, and they're never
all the
given.
time.
Never given. So for this one to be given, yeah, as not, I wouldn't say pivotal moment of the game, but a time of the game where neither side was obviously City had the ball a lot, but neither team was pushing as much as, you know what I mean? It wasn't like that kind of swung
Like,
in City's favor a lot, should I say? Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Especially the first goal.
It's kind of like obviously what we were talking about in the earlier episodes, where there's certain teams that get favorable decisions, and obviously that was one towards City. Obviously, you got Michael Oliver in VAR. He's an absolute prick, yeah. And he gives every decision against us anyway. Like any game that is refereed, he'll give the smallest decisions against. Like he's got a history against us. He's kind of given it. The players are not even like protesting for it. The only guy that is Rodri, because he's the one that's felt the contact. No one else. The game has gone on, and he's gone and pulled it back for that, for that reason. He's gone and absolutely ruined the game.
The worst thing is it happened like 5 minutes later. Do you know what I mean? He stopped the game randomly and they're like, oh, I've got to check VAR. And I was like, if you're taking this long to decide whether to go bloody check the VAR screen, then you're not even, do you know what I mean? Then your decision is already skewed. Regardless, like it shouldn't. If you're going to make a decision, make it straight away or within a couple of minutes.
And it's funny because like someone showed a clip of that incident, and then like I think like literally like 5 seconds before, there was Stones and I think there was another player, I think a Man City player, but they're obstructing Man United players from getting to Rodri. So like basically Rodri started off as a deep run and he came into the box. And then obviously there was Stones and I can't remember who, I think it might have been Diaz. So Stones and Diaz, they were like obstructing our players in the box. So we couldn't basically get around. So they're obviously like basically like manhandling it kind of. So how the fuck is that not a foul then? So if you want to draw the line on that, then draw the line on that as all then.
Nullify, not the base, yeah, cancel
You
the
know what I
both out,
mean?
basically.
Now
Do you know what I mean?
that he's given that pen, now if I'm a fucking manager, if I see anything in the fucking box, I'm fucking asking for it. Even
That's
if
the
it
problem.
Nottingham
In court,
Forest
they
versus Brentford now, like if you want to give that now, expect five, six
create
penalties a game.
100%. You've created a precedence of what to come now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone is going to, like you just said, every manager is going to be like, how is this in this game a foul, but in our game it's not, when it's the same
Yeah.
incident? Do you know what I mean? Then this is what they've basically caused on themselves as well.
And then on top of that, like if I'm a player, I'm just gonna deliberately just kind of just get
100%.
contact and just drop on the floor.
100%.
Do you
100%
know?
out of Rodri made the most out of it,
Yeah.
bro. It was hardly. Now, Rodri's a big
Bro,
guy as well. It's not come on
you
now.
see it as well. Like he didn't like fully grips him like that.
Nah,
He just kind
nah.
of like pulled his
Little
like thing a
tug,
little
man.
bit, and then this guy, but what made it worse, he was nowhere near the ball.
That's what I would understand it partially if he was close to the ball, he could have got the ball, shot on goal, that sort of incident. But the ball was nowhere near it. Let's be real. Let's be real. I mean, Haaland
Obviously
obviously takes it
that
in.
swung it, that swung the game in that moment. But obviously the rest after that was just
That's what we
all
want to talk
kind of
about.
like
Like, I mean,
the after that was all Ten Hag.
what was the minute of the goal? 36 or something. Something across the line,
It was
anyway.
something like that. But like
But
we were okay, we were okay that half. I wouldn't complain too much, like obviously I'm not too happy about the defense, sorry, the team anyway, including the defense in terms of the players playing, but it was not bad, like we had like you said, we had moments, where
Yeah,
we could
moments.
probably score. And
Haaland
then
was through on that chance, like part on Chelsea kind of thing. And if he funny
again,
enough, if he goes down,
yeah,
that's
that's
a
a pen.
pen.
I literally said to someone like that when I was watching that game, I was like, fall on the fucking floor. Just fall on the floor, bro.
He did. He
If you fall on
couldn't,
the floor,
honestly.
like that's where like the experience kicks in. And obviously the guy's like 20 years old.
Yeah, he's
Like
got that mindset where he wants to kind of, he's going to
yeah,
be
you
on
just
through a
carry
ball,
on. Yeah, carry on.
adrenaline.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to go get that goal. So like, yeah.
I thought he was
But
good.
it's
I'll be honest. I thought he was good yesterday. Because
to be
all the
honest.
fact that things are against him, essentially, because he's come for a big fee and all these sorts of things, I think he's actually playing quite well. And actually, he's one of the players in your team I actually like. Like,
Yeah, he's quality, but
he's just a likable, hardworking, like, do you know what I mean? He just does things to what you can clearly see the manager's told him to do certain things and he's actually doing it. So tactically, I think he can actually understand what he's doing for a young age. I think
that
he's going to be a good player, but it's just time.
Yeah, 100%. Like he's got all the like raw abilities kind of there. Like again, like he has been one of our better players. Unfortunately, there's no service, like to
Yeah,
him. You know, he
100%.
all of his goals, I think he scored outside of the Prem. He's not scored any in the Prem yet, but all of the goals he scored, they're all kind of like self-made. Like he's gone and kind of done like something himself and he's gonna like scored.
Was it
But
Galatasaray?
yeah,
Scored some goal?
Galatasaray scored two.
Run half the goal, half the goal was off
Yeah, he
off the
literally
pitch
ran
or
half the
something.
pitch. Yeah, and then just literally like went and scored the goal. But you've got a striker there that can finally finish now. Last season we were shouting about not having a striker that can finish. You got one now. He does all the rest of it. His passing's good, can't complain. He holds up the ball defensively, a unit, he does the pressing, can't complain, man. He's literally what we wanted. And now you're not giving him any service.
It's true. It's
So
true. It's the flip. It's
it's
flipped now. It's weird.
yeah, I don't, from here, I don't really know. We've got Newcastle next. I'm not really looking forward to that. He has to make wholesome changes to that team. You can't come out with that same fucking team, bro. Like Rashford again, what is it, game number fucking
Bro,
15 or
I'm
something?
done with this guy. I never was with this guy anyway. I'll be real, bro. The hype my man was getting, I was like, all right, cool. Let's see in it. Last season, he did well. This season, I didn't want to hear it. But right now in October, end of October, he should not be going to Euros. Right now. There's way more better wingers, English wingers than him right now. I don't even want to hear it. I'll be honest. Man's like Murphy from flipping Newcastle better than him right now. Like, let's be real, wouldn't it? Like, regardless of how good in terms of the names and how much they're getting paid and all this other business, if you're not even giving, he's not even putting a shift in. Forget your
He's
numbers.
always,
He's not
he's
even done
always,
nothing else
he's
out of his
always,
numbers.
yeah, he's always been quite a lazy player. Last season, he kind of got away with it because I think Ten Hag gave him that ability to free roam and just let him shoot. And obviously, if you look at a lot of his goals last season, it was kind of like long ranges or cut in and shoot. So once you're on that roll, I think more so than not, goals start flying in. And obviously now, when he's been asked to play a bit more as a team, now that you've got a striker, fucking shoot less, do what you're fucking supposed to do as a winger, create. He's not fucking doing it. And he and then and he's not tracking, he's leaving the left back hanging because there's an overload. He's just drifting there, he's walking up to players, he's slow pace jogging, he's a shit attitude, man. And I think Ten Hag hasn't dropped him. It's been about 15 fucking games. I think the fans have been fucking asking for this guy to be dropped. And
Go on.
I think Ten Hag's a bit scared to drop this guy, I'll be honest with you, because I
I
feel like
was
if
so upset, when Højlund came off,
bro, he does this every game. He
It
takes
doesn't make
Højlund
no
off and he
sense.
brings Martial on. So you bring on a player
Who
that is
got
gonna
who did he
do
bring
fucking
on?
jack shit.
Garnacho.
No, he
It's
brought on
Garnacho.
Martial.
But he did the thing, the point I'm saying, he did take Rashford off. Why would you not take Rashford? He's fucking shit the game. Do you know what I mean? He's doing nothing.
He
Absolutely
never takes him
nothing.
off. Bro,
Never.
last game against Copenhagen, he was gonna take Rashford off. Rashford looked at him. I don't know, there was like some like he shaked his head a bit. And then he changed the sub. He took Hoyland off after. He took
Nonsense.
Hoyland off and then
Absolute nonsense.
Rashford stayed on the pitch. But I think there's more to it behind the scenes because Rashford is now deemed as this influential player in the squad in terms of, he's got some influence there.
As in,
So
like
I
one of
think
them
Ten Hag,
leaders, not leaders, but you know what I mean.
Ten Hag is scared to drop this guy and bench him or whatever it is,
It's
because
just
he is gonna
nonsense.
create is gonna create an issue. And I feel like he's at the moment trying to keep certain people happy and not get to that stage. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why he's just playing at the moment, because he's trying to keep that leadership group happy for now. Like him, Bruno Fernandes. Like Fernandes is another one that should be dropped.
What do you think of Keane's comments about his captaincy?
Yeah, I think I agree, but like, there's no one else that you
There's
give
no
the
one else.
captaincy.
Yeah, that's what
There's
I
no one
think.
else. There's no one else you give the captaincy to. Yeah, he moans and there's that side to him that no one really likes. Yeah, it's kind of like a ratty kind of behavior, but it's a bit unfortunate. Like, he's one of the players that probably does give it his all, but there's that part of him that ruins his performance. You know, he will chase, you know, he will kind of put the shift in, you know, he will kind of do the defensive work, the offensive work. You know, sometimes, yeah, he tries to play this extravagant pass, which is probably not there, but you know, I feel like the things around him are so fucking disjointed that it kind of, it impacts his game. You know, we're not seeing that Fernandez that we saw under Ole, because that Fernandez was, you know, he had the ability to kind of free roam, and then you had McTominay and Fred sitting behind him.
Yeah, that defensive stability essentially for him
Yeah,
to do what he needs to do.
now he's having to defend and do that, which he can do, but I feel like he's doing too much defensive work at the moment than offense. You know, whereas before it was more offense, and then
More offense, yeah.
the defensive side was kind of like, you know, like a secondary, or you know, a third kind of, where at the moment it's the other way around. But I don't know, man. Newcastle are going to come to us, and they're
This
going
is
to
the
be,
EFL Cup though, right, as well. So
EFL Cup, you know. So, but they're gonna, you know, they're gonna think, yeah, we can have these, yeah, you know, and they probably could, you know, they probably will have us, you know, at home. But it depends what team he puts out. You know, I think he really needs to put a different team out. He needs to drop some players. You know, he needs to change it up. And I feel like he might be able to get away with it because it's an EFL Cup, you know, so
but
it's not a
this is
Premier
the
League
thing,
game.
like you, I don't like. He's gonna drop people because of the competition rather than on merit. That's
Yeah.
that. This is the problem. And obviously, like you said, he's gonna get away with it because it's on.
But
Well, it's EFL.
it then it depends on the next game, you know, the next league game. Is he, like, who plays for that
You
game?
got Fulham away next week.
That's gonna be a long day as well. You know, like, we beat them last season, like, stoppage time, Garnacho scored, but I don't know, man, how he's gonna play it. You know, I'm baffled.
Let's talk on City. I mean, there's not really much. They slowed the second half. Let's be honest. They dominated the game. I don't think they got second, third gear really. Haaland got a brace. Nice assist for Foden. Yeah,
Yeah.
Foden in the third. I mean, they just move on now. Right? They surprisingly at that stat that I've seen. They are last season. They didn't win. They only won one game away from home against the top nine. That was
Bloody
us,
hell.
yeah, and that was obviously against Arsenal, which is a bit surprising when you look at the stats in general. But that's quite mad. But obviously, this season has been apart from the Arsenal one, but it's been decent. So I mean, I don't really have much to say about them. They're more. I think I expected them to win. I kind of put 3-0 down as well on my Super Six, surprisingly, which
Yeah.
came through. Is there anyone else you want to move on to? After the, I mean, I was probably looking at Chelsea, you know, losing at home to
Chelsea, Brent.
Brentford.
Yeah, like
Surprising. Surpri I mean, Brentford obviously did decent away from home against you guys. I'm trying to think who, I don't know who else they played in the top six, but yeah, man, it's one of the ones where Chelsea playing all right recently, and now they've just somehow, I wouldn't call it a blip, but do you know what I mean? It's not gone to script. I don't know. It's just consider they've got Spurs next weekend away from home. It's
yeah.
just one of them ones where you don't. Do you know what I mean? They don't need this sort of game to kind of. These are
The
the
thing
games they need
is,
to pick up points because their fixtures are fucked. Their
yeah,
fixtures are not good at all.
I think they played quite well, to be honest, Chelsea, but like, they seem at the moment like any kind of change to the 11, and it impacts the team massively. Like, Enzo wasn't playing because he was injured. They put Nicholas Jackson in. And then he tried to play a bit more offensively and drop Cole Palmer into CAM, and then put Jackson in, and then put Gallagher with Caicedo. And then I feel like that had like a bit of an impact, you know, on the kind of midfield and the team.
Even De
But
Sassi right back, I just didn't get it. I don't
yeah, and
understand.
I think De Sassi, I think with him, it's more the height, you know, I think he likes that.
Yeah,
You
because
know, when it comes to the defensive,
Brentford are good
yeah,
up in the air and stuff
and I
as
think
well.
James is back now. I think he came off the bench. And then you've got obviously Malo Gusto, who I think is a good player, but I think with Brentford's like overload, I think maybe
They got some
like
big boys,
this,
man. With the back three as well,
yeah.
they've got some big boys,
So
tall lads.
I think yeah. I don't really. I'm looking at the bench. There's nothing really there, bro. Like there's not really much he could play, other than that. But I think they're a bit lucky with that game. I think Brentford just smash and grab, that one, and Chelsea kind of.
Yeah, 2-0, it was
They
really a
don't.
1-0.
Yeah, I think at the moment Chelsea, when they lose or when they're going 1-0 down, that's it. They've lost the game. They don't have that
It's
fight. It's like
true.
us. We don't have that fight. They don't have that fight yet as well. I think Chelsea will get it. But like Spurs, don't be surprised if they come out and pull a performance in that one as well.
Well, Spurs,
Because
I hope so.
that's
I'm expecting Spurs to win, really.
yeah, but
So,
yeah, I think Spurs are obviously yeah, Spurs are favourites for that. But I'm just saying, don't be surprised if Chelsea turn up for that again.
no, it's true. You're 100%.
Because like Chelsea, it's one of those that midfield, if it clicks, you could probably put it up there, in the league, because
Because
it's
I
a
mean, the thing
really
is
energetic in midfield physically as well.
with Chelsea also, they play well when the team comes on to them, rather than, you know what I mean, rather than playing against low blocks and teams that kind of just counter attack. Because they
Yeah.
played well in the big games against obviously Arsenal. They had Liverpool to start the season. I'm trying to think who else they've played recently, but teams that come on to them, they kind of have more success.
Who's that?
Chelsea,
Yeah, and I
they have
think,
better results than against these sorts of teams.
yeah, and I think it's that kind of counter-attacking kind of, and I feel like, yeah, that at the moment, that's like the hardest thing, for these. Like a Man United, Chelsea, when they have the ball and they have like 60% of the or whatever, 60% possession, how do we kind of break through teams? And that's where they struggle. That, they're not as efficient, in terms of their transition of play. And obviously, like the teams like Villa, I think Brighton have dropped off recently as well. I think the De Zerbi roulette. In terms of his player changes, I think has impacted their performances a bit now.
Even they're playing 2 games a week now, 3 games a week, should I say now? So,
Yeah.
do you know what I mean? But we can talk about Brighton, don't we? I mean, they drew against Fulham, surprisingly,
And I think right at the
again.
end, they could have probably, they probably should have won that one. But I think Fulham, they done well, Fulham. You can't take any credit away from them. And obviously, like they held out at the end for the draw, but yeah, I think obviously this Europa League plus, De Zerbi's rotation is having an impact, and obviously, let's not forget they've got quite a few big injuries in their team. So yeah, I don't. There's no real concern for Brighton. I think Brighton will pick it up.
Nah,
I think
still a good team, still a dangerous team.
yeah, it's still a
Dangerous team,
dangerous team. Yeah,
100%.
and obviously like. I think the rest are kind of on par. Liverpool smashing through, nothing new. Szoboszlai is looking amazing.
Very
I think,
good. 2 assists again.
yeah. So there's no kind of material change. Arsenal 5-0 in Nketiah's first hat trick.
He's got a hat trick before Rashford in the Prem.
First
Mad, isn't
hat
it?
trick.
Considering. Do you see his third goal? Very
Who did
good.
you play?
Sheffield United.
Oh, Sheffield United.
No,
Have they not
they
sacked their
haven't.
manager yet?
Who's going to
No.
go first? Him or Ten Hag? I mean, Ten Hag's job's on the line. Will that
Yeah,
man
I think
come
the thing
here?
with Ten Hag, I think he gets away with it because there's no one to get.
That's true. That's the thing as well. In terms of
You
United,
know
there's
what I
no one
mean?
else.
So like there's no one to get. So I don't think there's much lingering around his job security. I think obviously fans are questioning his tactics. And obviously like what why is he playing certain players more so? But I think, the players are there. I think he can kind of not turn it around, but show some sort of promise,
It's
in the next X
we'll
amount of
see how we
games.
go. Yeah, that's the problem. Let's see how the next few games. Spurs again winning at Palace. I mean, Palace have got a few injuries to big players as a. Or at least they kind of
Yeah.
creative spark. So, I mean,
I was watching that game and
yeah.
Spurs had it unlocked, like
They
I
got, they
think
just
when
look
they
good. Do you know what I mean? They just look comfortable.
Yeah. That Maddison, Son link up, you know, and then you've got Kulusevski there. Richarlison looks, you know, looks he plays a part, you know, I think in
Bissouma
that team.
was Bissouma playing? He was injured. Oh, so he's suspended, I think, right? Still.
Yeah, suspended at
Hoiberg
Sarr
and
and
Saul, yeah.
yeah,
Saul looks
Hoiberg.
good, man. I like Saul.
And obviously the defense, I like that. Van de
Van de Ven.
Yeah, that guy, yeah. He looks really good. You know,
Yeah, he looks good.
Vicario, fair play to him as well. You know, like, you know, he's been asked to come in and he's done a job as well.
Yeah, man, that little three, the two centre backs,
Yeah.
Romero, Van de Ven, and Vicario, Carlisle
Yeah,
look good.
they're really good on the ball, which is
Yeah.
quite surprising. Teams try to press them, but they can play out of the press.
100%, 100%.
You know, and that's what is a bit scary, you know, on that side, because they're just going to go from strength to strength on that. But, you know, key injuries, you know, see what happens to their team.
Who else is there? We got Wolves, Newcastle. I thought it was a good game. I watched the game myself. I thought it was quite a good game. Neto, the
Yeah,
problem is now Neto's got a hamstring injury,
I think
which
Wolves
is
got a bit
not.
robbed on that one, though.
Yeah, I mean, by their own doing as well, because they had some good chances in that game.
Yeah, and then obviously some refereeing decisions. So again, shambolic. So they got fucked over on that. Yeah,
Understandable.
again, Neto, same old Surin. Neto starts playing well and then he gets an injury that
Injury,
takes him out.
yeah.
Takes him out for a long time, you know. So quality player, but you know,
Just
I
injury
just,
prone, that's the problem now.
yeah, and I think that's what will probably keep him away from big teams.
Because Arsenal were linked for him last season, or maybe a
Yeah,
couple of
you
seasons
can't
back.
rely on this guy, bruv. Like,
No, especially if you're looking to win leagues and
yeah,
Champions League and cups and, you know what I mean, multiple
exactly.
trophies. You can't rely on. You need availability at the top
Yeah.
level. West Ham losing, man. Everton getting a win. I was
Yeah.
surprised, bro. That was, no one,
They
everyone's
don't.
accas would have been done out.
Everton done a West Ham on them, man.
It's true.
As well,
It's
literally
fully
just done David Moyes at his own game.
crazy, man. Crazy.
No, fair play to them. I think Everton recently been playing all right, though, man. I think, you know, I think they've been a couple of
Their
good players. I think,
numbers are looking good in
oh,
terms of XG and
yeah.
chances created, things like that. It's
Some key
just
players coming through as well, like Onana, he's been playing well.
solid player. Love him.
Yeah, quality player. He's young as well. So he's one that I think someone will snap up. But obviously, they've got this looming 12-point deduction, which makes no sense because Man City have like 115, 16
And they have one
aggregation.
charge of what is
And one charge, and they're looking to prosecute or you know deduct some points off them straight.
12
So
points, yeah,
on that
man.
premises, Man City ceases to exist. You know, with 115 charges, bro. If you're gonna deduct 12 points for one
Yeah, it
charge
doesn't make any sense.
on 115, surely you fucking administrated that fucking club then.
Exactly. To be
You
fair,
just demolished
good
them.
for Everton as well, because obviously passing a bit of Ken Wright and stuff. So kind of
Yeah.
good victory for them to kind of,
Yeah. Yeah.
remember him. Every time you remember
Yeah.
Everton, back in the days, it was Bill Kenwright
Yeah.
doing the bits in it. So, oh man, another week of Premier League, another week of Premier League action done. I guess we'll be back next week, where I don't know if you know who the biggest game is, really. Newcastle Arsenal. Oh shit. And Spurs Chelsea, to be fair, they're the big ones. We'll be talking about them. Like as always, follow us on Instagram. We're also on Apple Music now. So leave us a 5-star rating if you can, please. That would be much appreciated. And we'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.